extraordinary 6th century Anglo-Saxon sword found in Kent Cemetery. An extraordinary 6th century sword has been unearthed in an Anglo-Saxon cemetery near Canterbury, Kent, leaving archaeologists in awe of its remarkable preservation and craftsmanship. This is an elite weapon of rare craftsmanship, adorned with intricate silver and gilt designs, and rivals iconic finds such as the Sutton Hoo sword. The discovery is part of a larger excavation at a cemetery with over 200 graves, offering a rare glimpse into early medieval life, and has been brought to the fore by the team from BBC's Digging for Britain. A sword of exceptional craftsmanship. The sword, unearthed from the burial of a high-ranking individual, features a silver and gilt hilt with intricate patterns and a blade inscribed with runes. Fragments of its leather and wood scabbard and traces of beaver fur lining have also survived. Attached to its pommel is a ring, believed to symbolize an oath to a king or other elite figure. Lead archaeologist Duncan Sayer of the University of Central Lancashire described the find as in the top echelons of swords, an elite object in every way, reports The Guardian. The burial also contained a gold pendant inscribed with a serpent or dragon motif, possibly a treasured keepsake from a female relative. The Saxon conquest of Europe and a Christian conquest of Saxons. The magnificent treasures of Sutton Hoo, the final resting place of Anglo-Saxon royals. Unearthing Anglo-Saxon graves. The cemetery, whose precise location remains undisclosed to prevent looting, dates to the 5th and 6th centuries AD. 12 graves have been excavated so far, with weapons such as spears and shields accompanying male burials, and brooches, knives, and buckles found in female graves. Aerial footage from the excavation will feature in the BBC series Digging for Britain, highlighting the significance of this untouched site. Professor Alice Roberts, who presents the series, expressed her admiration for the finds. The Anglo-Saxon conquerors, creators of medieval England. Mighty Anglo-Saxon warrior grave may throw light on the Dark Ages. Insights into early Anglo-Saxon life. The discoveries offer a wealth of information about funerary practices and cultural exchanges during the early medieval period. Microscopic analysis by conservator Dana Goodburn-Brown revealed fly pupae on the sword, suggesting that the deceased's body was left exposed before burial, possibly for loved ones to pay their respects. Artifacts from the cemetery also trace connections to Scandinavia and the Frankish kingdoms, revealing the changing political and cultural landscape of Kent in the 5th and 6th centuries. One woman's grave from the late 5th century contained objects of Scandinavian origin, while 6th century graves included Frankish artifacts. These findings align with broader research on early Anglo-Saxon migrations. A study of 300 individuals from Britain's east coast revealed that 75% of their DNA came from continental Northern Europe, reveals the Guardian article, confirming a significant migration event following the Roman withdrawal. Preserving the past. The sword and accompanying artifacts will undergo meticulous conservation, ultimately finding a home at Folkestone Museum. The excavation, part of an ongoing project, promises to yield further insights into the lives of the early Anglo-Saxons. The find is covered in the upcoming Digging for Britain series, which begins on January 7th at 8 p.m. on BBC Two and iPlayer. By Gary Manners.